listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Sports history is going to be made tonight as Utah welcomes their new NHL hockey team to the Delta Center.
It's being billed as a big party with everyone invited. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, given how long it's been since we last got a new major sports team here in Salt Lake, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that leaders, including Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, hope people will take advantage of.
We're going to welcome this team with the warmest arms to the fastest ice on earth that Utah often boasts.
Now, this party is going to start outside the Delta Center at 4 with games and other events. Celebration then moves inside at 5:30, where Ryan and Ashley Smith, the new team owners, will speak and bring out the players and the coach of the new team. Again, admission is free, and we'll be covering it live during the event this afternoon. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Downtown businesses are feeling the excitement of an NHL team calling Salt Lake City home.
An NHL team here means 41 home games played in Salt Lake City and 41 opportunities for downtown businesses to woo customers. Dee Brewer, executive director of the Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance, says the importance of entertainment at the Delta Center cannot be overstated.
We looked at the top visitation days downtown last year, and 76% of those top 25 days had events at the Delta Center.
Brewer anticipates this will also bring more hospitality businesses into the area, including hotels, bars, and restaurants. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The owner of Legends Pub and Grill in Salt Lake is also super excited about a hockey team. Trevor Harding talked to KSL TV, and his enthusiasm was obvious.
My reaction? Oh, it's pretty. I'm excited. Super. I mean, for us here, it's big news.
Salt Lake City Police say they're planning for big crowds at the Delta Center during today's welcome party.
Another jersey to have framed and hanging on the wall, right?
For sure.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News will be out there live right on the corner across the street from the Delta Center. So make sure that you're there for the big party. Jeff, of course, jumps on the air at 3 o'clock.
There are plenty of similarities between the arrival of Utah's new NHL team and 45 years ago when the Utah Jazz moved to town.
Salt Lake City landed its first Big Four team with the NBA's Jazz from New Orleans in April 1979 following the team's regular season. There were complaints at the time that New Orleans was more interested in attracting conventions than supporting the NBA, and reactions to the move were mostly negative among fans and players. More recently, Arizona Coyotes fans jeered Salt Lake City at the team's final home game in Glendale. As questions are asked whether Utahns will support both the Jazz and the NHL team, years ago there were similar questions about whether they would support the Jazz and the Utes at the same time. Turns out there was room for both. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Tennessee State Legislature passed a bill last night allowing teachers to carry guns. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more.
1 year after a gunman opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, killing six people, including three young students, supporters of arming teachers say it will make a potential school shooter think twice. The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if the principal, school district, and local law enforcement sign off on arming school staffers. With state approval, Tennessee is set to become at least the 30th state to allow teachers to carry guns in some K-12 schools.
Utah passed a law earlier this year allowing for armed guardians in schools, requiring at least one armed resource officer or armed non-teacher volunteer in each school.
Our mountain snowpack is melting fast, and today we'll see temperatures well above normal, possibly hitting the 80-degree mark. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, snowmelt is slowing down because of a swing back to cooler weather, but that doesn't mean the waterways near you are 100% safe.
Basically, the streams are going to be running cold and fast, so it's really important just to kind of keep children and pets away from our waterways because they can be pretty dangerous.
National Weather Service meteorologist Linda Chang says we're going to see faster snowmelt as rain comes down and weather gets hotter.
A little bit above median for this time of year, but we're pretty close to that. So far, we've melted off most of our lower and mid-elevation snowpack.
Chang says to expect a little snow on the mountaintops today, but not enough to really replace the snowpack. Reporting live from North Salt Lake, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Time again for First Look Traffic. How are we looking, Andy?
Right now, if you're on I-15, you've got traffic looking a little bit better in Murray after it started to bog down. Now I'm seeing heavier traffic in the Draper stretch from Bangor to 123rd. A lot of slowing on 201 between Magna and West Valley. And the southbound drives managed to avoid delays between Ogden and Farmington, but a little bit Bountiful starting to creep in. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Three former inmates of the Daggett County Jail were awarded over $300,000 because of how they were treated behind bars. KSL News Radio's Michael Komet joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, these inmates filed a civil lawsuit back in 2017, saying they experienced cruel and unusual punishment. Specifically, attorneys for the inmates say deliberate indifference from the sheriff led to the punishment at the hands of a former deputy, Joshua Cox. This trial was meant to determine how responsible the county was. Daggett's defense attorney says what happened was purely Cox's fault, and his actions shouldn't be reflected on the county. At any rate, the ruling ended a deadlock, but not before more than $300,000 of award money was reduced from $3.9 million instead. Reporting live, Michael Komet, KSL News Radio.